Let's shift gears, okay? Because Western China and Uyghur culture are about more than political tensions and violence, much more. So here's one man who's sharing another side of the region with Americans in our city. The world's Shirin Jafari met up with him.
It's a cold, rainy afternoon here in Boston, typical for New England, but not exactly the kind of weather Pezula Polat hoped for. This is a big day for him. It's the grand opening for his food truck, Uyghur Kitchen. He says things went well, considering.
We forgot something, you know, the utensils. The first day was like a lot of pressures, but we go through it, everything smooths up really quick.
Polat is a Uyghur. He comes from Urumqi in western China. And he's of course painfully aware of all the tension and violence there. So when I tell Polat I'm interested in doing a story about him, he insists several times that he doesn't want to talk politics. He says it could get him into trouble. But I don't want to talk politics either. See, Polat's is a story of two worlds. Uyghur food and this. Fezula Polat is a musician. Back in China, he belonged to a famous Uyghur band called The Grey Wolf. It was started by a singer named Askar Mehmet.
Askar Mehmet is one of the best musicians in the area. You know, just like here people listening to Jimi Hendrix, that he's just like Jimi Hendrix or, you know, what I would describe like Beatles.
Polat joined the group when he was just 15. It was kind of by accident. One night, he filled in for one of the drummers, and he played so well, they asked him to join.
I'm really honored to be in his band. I couldn't imagine I was choosing his band, you know.
But after years with the band, Polat decided to come to the U.S. to study music. He's now a student at Berklee College of Music in Boston. But one thing about Boston...
There is no Uyghur food at all. And then I was half year... There's no, like, Uyghur food, just like I lost my soul. I love burgers, but it's not for me for every day, you know?
And after months of munching on burgers and hot dogs, Polat began to dream about creating his own food truck. The first Uyghur food truck in the world, according to him. He did a lot of research, took classes, and got the necessary permits. He now divides his time between studying music and cooking. So what is Uyghur food?
We use a lot of meat, so which is mainly lamb.
Mostly lamb kebabs. Not all that different from what you would get in a Turkish restaurant. Flavored with cumin, black pepper, and ash. Polat says when he thinks of Uyghur food, there's one specific place that comes to mind. Consul Street, in his hometown of Urumqi.
I can say it's like food heaven. Even somebody is like full and then it will like draw your attention to try something else because the street is alive 24 hours. People's like always I think about, okay, there is a food. There is a Consul Street. That's like number one choice, you know.
As a kid, Polat used to sneak there after school to grab a bite to eat before heading home.
Sometimes I couldn't wait. I just jump over the street and eat some and then come back. I still eat my mom's food, but, you know, that's how it tastes good.
One of his favorite dishes is something called king soup.
It has a 7 different fruit and nuts, grapes and dry cherry, and then there's a little bit of walnut in it and almonds. The noodles, it chop it up like rice. That's the appetizer for a king before they eat regular food, you know.
But Polat's food truck won't be serving king soup, at least for now. He's sticking with simpler and better known things like chicken and lamb kebabs. But he serves me something you won't find on his truck. Samsa, a crusty pastry filled with minced lamb and onions.
This is really good.
You get the idea. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.
Yep, the Uyghur food truck rolled by me about a week ago smelled pretty darn good. This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.